Greetings. What you're about to experience is the newest order, the new ruling class, and the best of new releases from top actively performing songwriters and bands, plying their trade around the world and the world of the internet. Welcome to Radio Crystal Blue, Novus Ordo.
When the tides are low and the waves are slow, well, I can't think of any other place that I would rather go. When my mind is weary and my thoughts are dreary, when I need to escape the world and find peace in this journey, the sun's reflection.
His name is Sammy Duke, kicking off this edition of Radio Crystal Blue Novus Ordo, here for this program that is being published in the early part of January 2019, a program that you can hear anytime you wish, available for you to download, stream, and to share in full. All shows are available in a variety of platforms for podcasts and others. Here's the list of places that you can hear Radio Crystal Blue. They include Podomatic, Mixcloud, Stitcher, Anchor, Apple, iTunes, Overcast, Pocket Casts, CastBox, Breaker, Spotify, Radio Public, Google Podcasts, and the Internet Archive. You can also ask Siri to play Radio Crystal Blue. This is show number 452 in the books, I believe, and this one is going to give you about six albums worth, six artists, six bios, six bits of information about the artist for this one, and that's about the average I do as of late. What I'm looking for is music from the latest of leading and touring songwriters and bands from just about all over the web and the earth at large. RadioCrystalBlue.net, of course, is the website. My name is Dan Herman, your guide for this particular program. I now have three different shows to educate you further into the world of music released by indies and established artists in a unique freeform format. There is, of course, this program, which is published three times a month, as is the main Radio Crystal Blue program. And I also have a third show, which is being introduced very shortly, called Radio Crystal Blue Reminiscence, giving the spotlight back to some artists that I spun on a regular basis, going back anywhere from 5 to 15 years in time. And by the time you first get to hear this program, that one should be available as well. Started off with Sammy Duke, a song called Perfection, from his new album, Timeless. He is something of a one-man band. His actual name is Samuel Dlugokeki. He plays a dozen instruments. Guitar, sings, drums, plays bass synth pedals with his foot, plays percussion with his other foot, and an occasional liberated hand or elbow, as in the case of his famed Elbow Chimes. He is a chosen sideman for Alicia Brilla. He also plays bass, cajon, shakers, and tambourine. He's performed at a number of festivals across the country. He's been compared somewhat to the likes of Craig Cardiff and Bruce Colburn, as well as Tim and Jeff Buckley. He grew up in a rather musical family. His father, mother, brother, and his entire father's side of the family are all musicians, including the matriarch of his dad's family, his grandmother. He started playing in music in church at age 13, joined his first band at 16, and by his 20s, had chosen to live his life as a musician. He played on both of Alicia Brilla's Juno-nominated albums, and he's appeared both solo and with Brilla on Rogers TV, Breakfast Television, CBC Radio 1, and CP24 Breakfast Weekend. He's played numerous fundraisers and justice events as well, including David Suzuki's Soupstock, the Terry Fox Run, CBC Sounds of the Season, Lifeline Syria, International Justice Mission, World Vision, and Chippewa's Solidarity. He also teaches classes for kids and adults with special needs in his hometown of Kitchener-Waterloo. He also undertook a 24-day school tour with Brilla in Kelowna, B.C., bringing messages of social equality to youth across the Okanagan Valley. He launched his debut original music EP, Glass Demons, in March of 2017. He released his follow-up album July of last year, this one called Terminus, recorded with Ian Graham at Small Dog Studios in Kitchener, which happens to be a solar-powered, off-the-grid recording studio with funding from the Region of Waterloo Arts Fund. Again, the song Perfection from the new album Terminus. Now, he actually does get some help on this album from a number of folks. Becky Reeser with the vocals on this one. Isaiah Navid Farabakshi on the cello. Tom Cummings on the vibes. Sammy doing everything else on this album. Website for him is sammyduke.com and on Twitter at sammydukemusic. We'll hear again from a brother trio steeped in Americana music. They are known as the Currys. New album is called Gulf Coast Home. Like many family groups, their songs are anchored by a sort of elastic and entwined harmonies that only seem to exist among kin. On this, their second full-length album, actually, well, their third album, we find that it's an album born on the road. It packed up their van and spent nearly 2 years on tour, playing everywhere from Los Angeles to New York to a string of oyster bars in the Florida Panhandle. Tommy and Jimmy had grown up in the Sunshine State, Galen Curry in upstate New York, and after college, they all relocated to Charlottesville, Virginia to record and release Follow. Now the trio found themselves hopping between the basement couches of friends and relatives as they drove around the country for months at a time, trying to figure out where they might like to plant their own roots. They had released an album called West of Here 2 years ago, and we come to the present day with this new one titled This Side of the Glass. And as they mention here in the liner notes of the album, quote, as we were completing the final mixes for this album, Hurricane Michael made landfall in the Florida Panhandle, devastating communities from Panama City to Apalachicola. Our hometown of Port St. Joe and nearby Mexico Beach experienced historic damage. In many places, the coastline was left unrecognizable. In honor of the many who lost their homes and livelihoods, and the tragic few who lost their lives, we dedicate this album to the forgotten coast and to the people laboring diligently to repair and restore our Gulf Coast home. I felt it would be only proper to give you track 3. It is Gulf Coast Home from The Currys.
I'd like to see the rubber lap the miles cross the stained line with the summer smile, the road ahead, the past I left behind me. Same parts, troubled men and mother's child, a highway garden grown mighty wild. There's just one place that seems to recognize me. I wanna go to my Gulf Coast home, where the pines and palms together sing the songs I used to know. As I was born, so may I die beneath this watercolor sky and forever roam my Gulf Coast home. Pocket full of promises and hope and no way to win a good woman's hand. She made it clear she could not stand beside me. So I packed up my pride and went on the lam. Too little sense and no plan. Took a good long while for me to try and find me. Now I wanna go to my Gulf Coast home, where the pines and palms together sing the songs my people wrote. As I was born, so may I die beneath this watercolor sky and forever roam my Gulf Coast home. My life it flows like a
place to make a stand. And the rain runs in rivers right behind me to my native land. I wanna go to my Gulf Coast home, where the pines and palms forever sing the songs I used to know. As I was born, so may I die beneath this watercolor sky, and forever roam my Gulf Coast home. Don't you wanna?
Those are the Currys from the new album, Gulf Coast. Well, I keep saying Gulf Coast Home is the album. That's the track from the new album, This Side of the Glass. The sounds of Galen Curry with vocals, bass, and acoustic. Jimmy Curry with vocals, acoustic, and bass. Tommy Curry with vocals, guitars, and mandolin. Helped out by Sebastian Green on percussion. Also, Charles Arthur featured on piano and organ, Kevin Mull on the dobro. The Currys, music.com, and on Twitter at @_Currys. This is Radio Crystal Blue, Novus Ordo, for the early part of January 2019. I'm Dan Herman. We go now to an artist that I have spun music of now for several years and several albums, starting out with the Real, God, what were their names? The Real Rough Diamonds, some time back, and then this gentleman, Frank Migliarelli, kind of went solo and put together a new band called the Dirt Nappers. They're also steeped in Americana, a little more toward roots rock, and they have a great love of classic rock with a little bit of organ, that shows up in there. A year and a half ago, they released bass, drums, guitars, and organs. And Frank himself picked up an honorable mention in American Songwriter magazine for their songwriting competition in 2017. The Dirt Nappers have a resume whose talent that have played with the likes of Gavin DeGraw, Southside Johnny, Steve Forbert, and others. They have a strong catalog of original music. They often include songs with alongside choice covers to create a good mix of 60s AM radio and a Saturday night in the garage, which makes for an exciting show. Frank himself has written and published a library of music for advertising agencies, children's publishers, and video game projects. He's been a finalist in top songwriting competitions. As producer, he has recorded great artists, including the award-winning duo Satan and Adam, Bill Perry, Love Scars, the Uptown Horns, and a number of other album releases. He's written and produced music for a 20th Century Fox X-Files video game, numerous children's video games for Scholastic and Sunburst, and even wrote a soundtrack for a Chippendales video. It's a combination of Americana folk, rock and roll, and soul, this band is, and a new album set to release early in the year of 2019, which we're in, of course, and this is the lead-off single from the forthcoming album, The Things You Left Behind. It's called She Moves Like a Mystery. It's Frank Migliarelli and the Dirt Nappers.
She moves like a mystery to places I can't find. Lipstick traces and fingerprints is what she leaves behind. She disappears in the shadows and I don't know what to do. She leaves me with a perfume scent, that's my only clue. And I can't read her mind and I can't find the lines to tell the secrets in her eyes. In every twist and turn, every kiss that burns is wrapped up in a beautiful disguise. A movie script across that silver screen, and she plays it to the camera when she's looking back at me. She speaks in a sonnet in carefully measured lines. Each word is chosen with a rhythm and a rhyme. And this old typewriter won't help me turn a phrase.
Migliorelli and the Dirt Nappers. It's called She Moves Like a Mystery from the forthcoming album, The Things You Left Behind. Frankie is on guitars and vocals, Tony Tino on bass, Tommy Deal on the drums, Tad DeBrock on the guitar, Dan Weiss on organ and piano, Mike Booker Heafy and Dan Pelletier with vocals, Frank, of course, with words and music. Website is dirtnappers.com. And the Twitter handle is F. Migliorelli. Migliorelli. We're halfway through this edition of Radio Crystal Blue Nova Sordo. You can reach me at dan@radiocrystalblue.net and also on Twitter at Radio CBLUE. Really happy you're with me now for 2019. A little bit later, I'll give you some details on how to submit music for forthcoming shows. Go back into the details about some other artists, including a renowned group called Donna the Buffalo. They have a new album called Dance in the Street. It's their first one in 5 years, which captures the dynamic energy that has earned the band the love and respect of their fans, the Herd, for 30 years now. They're well known for their lyrics about human potential and community. The band's co-founders, Jeb Puryear and Tara Nevins, share songs of social commentary and self-empowerment. Jeb took it upon himself to write a topical song after a friend Sally commented, "We could use some songs like you used to write." That offhand remark led directly to the title track of the album, which falls somewhere between, say, Bob Dylan and Bob Marley. Tara herself had adapted the imagery and the lyrics from the album to create the globally inspired album cover. The band has joined forces with legendary producer-engineer Rob Fraboni to record it at Sonic Ranch Studio in El Paso. Best known as producer of The Last Waltz soundtrack, he's also acclaimed for his work with Bob Dylan, The Band, Eric Clapton, and The Rolling Stones. Rob set out to capture the essence of the band's live performance on a studio record. He had the band record in a circle directly to tape. This is a fully analog recording all the way to vinyl. The track list alternates in his and hers fashion, and even so, Tara believes the album makes a cohesive statement, saying, "We think of it as painting a picture, and I like the picture that we've been painting with this record." Tara and Jeb have nurtured a close friendship after meeting at an old-time fiddle convention years ago. In 1989, they landed their first gig in a Trumansburg, New York restaurant. During that time, Jeb took note of Tara's songwriting ability. Quote, "The first person I met that wrote songs that sound like you could hear them on a radio," end quote. While they mostly write separately, their music is often on the same wavelength. She says, or rather, Jeb says, "Our history is so long and very successful musically. She's my best friend. We've done this forever. It's a big part of what makes it still interesting to do. We definitely have a good, rough and tumble, super long-standing respect and love." Dawn of the Buffalo is not just a band. Rather, one might say that it's become a lifestyle for its members and audiences. They play thousands of shows and countless festivals, including Bonnaroo, Newport, Telluride, Austin City Limits, Merlefest, and the Philadelphia Folk Festival. At several festivals, they have become the house band for closing the events by backing up artists like the Avett Brothers, Keller Williams, Zach Brown, Bela Fleck, John Paul Jones, and Chris Thiel. They've opened for The Dead and have toured with Peter Rowan, Del McCorry, Los Lobos, Little Feed, Jim Lauderdale, Rusted Root, and Railroad Earth, to name just a few. They've also toured with Ben & Jerry's co-founder Ben Cohen to help raise awareness about increased corporate spending in politics. In 1991, they started the Finger Lakes Grassroots Festival in Trumansburg, New York. The four-day festival has become an annual destination for over 15,000 music lovers every year and was also started as an AIDS benefit. It continues as a benefit for arts and education. To date, they've raised hundreds of thousands of dollars and is now one of three grassroots festivals, the biannual Shikori Hills Fest in North Carolina and the Virginia Key Festival in Florida. In 2016, Grassroots Culture Camp was introduced in Trumansburg as 4 days of music, art, dance, and movement workshops, including nightly dinners and dances. Kind of curious how this one will go. This is track 7 from the new album Dance in the Street. It's called If You Want to Live. It's new from Donna the Buffalo.
Yes, it does. Give it like you do. Give it to me like I give it to. Yes, it's good stuff. You can't get too much out of the good stuff. People all over the world get the bad money.
Peace, love, and understanding.
it's the good stuff. You can't get too much. No need to fear me, I'm just raising a family. Still hurts, I'm going to work, send the kids off to school and I don't shoot t-shirts. Another bad shit going down, still finds a good shit more profound. Fool comes up on TV, don't let a dumbass define your reality. Find myself in position of a chicken bone, get busy hunting my way back home. Then slide down the grocery store and I finally arrive through the kitchen door and say, baby. Yes, it's good stuff. You can't get too much of good stuff. People all over the world get the best.
Donna the Buffalo. From the new album Dance in the Street, that's called If You Want to Live. Jeb Puryear with vocals, electric guitar, pedal steel, and Taryn Evans with vocals, fiddle, accordion, acoustic, tambourine, and scrubboard across this album. David McCracken on the keys, Kyle Spark on bass and harmony vocals, Mark Runabout with drums, and more harmony vocals. Website is DonnaTheBuffalo.com and the same spelling on Twitter. Next we go to songwriter Simone Morris, whose own innate musicality informed a musical path which began in classical piano at the tender age of six. She realized early that music was a powerful way of expressing emotion and became an integral part of who she was as a person. As a youngster, she enthusiastically volunteered for anything musical, from piano performances competitions, where she frequently paced in the top five, often youngest in her group as well, to school concert and stage bands, high school musical theater productions, and leading the pit band, to accompanying school choirs and solo instrumental Royal Conservatory exams, to summer jobs as musical director for musical theater productions. With numerous performance and direction experiences under her belt, she went on to graduate with a Bachelor of Fine Arts in Music. And while in school, she discovered her voice in a life-changing way. As a member of and soloist in the university's jazz choir, the joy of singing caused her to refocus, beginning her lifelong path as a vocalist. She draws on the early influences of favorite singers, such as Ray Charles, Etta James, and Joni Mitchell, alongside her favorite women in jazz, of note Billie Holiday, Sarah Vaughan, Anita O'Day, and others. Yet it's Nina Simone which carves her own way in the jazz scene. She is celebrating the worldwide release of her all-original debut album called Settling Up, released in November, co-written with longtime guitarist Mike Friedman. Here, track number 6 from the album, it is titled Spinning. It sounds like this.
What if I play the coin in a slot machine? Blink, ricochet, sink, time and time again. This tale ends too soon. Rather than shoot for the moon. Spinning, spinning, wash, rinse, repeat. Spinning. Round and around, surrounded by fences, and I'm dizzy. Visions blurry, can hardly see that a fence is a boundary to a garden of Eden that lies.
Simon Morris, Spinning, from the new album Selling Up. Naturally, she's on vocals. Mike Friedman on guitars. Adrian Farrugia on piano and keys. Chris Adriance on bass. Max Sennett on drums. And I think that's everybody. Yes, indeed. Simon Morris. .ca is the website, SimonecMorris is the spelling on Twitter. Get to our final album for this edition of RCB Novus Ordo. Wanted to mention that you or someone you know can submit music for consideration of airplay on this program, as well as Radio Crystal Blue itself. My rules are pretty simple. I'm looking for music released here in the year 2019, as well as anything that was released from July of 2018 to the present day. CDs get debuted on this program. Downloads and other sources can debut within the main show's own rotation. Please note, I'm not accepting music for RCB Reminisces, because that's a special program resourcing music I've spun from years ago, so that's a little bit different. Music can be sent to me at this address: Dan Herman, Radio Crystal Blue, 121 129th Street South, letter C, number 8, in Tacoma, Washington. 98444 is the zip code. I'm also accepting music from two sources where artists can submit electronic press kits. They are sonicbids.com and musicsubmit.com. Just look for the phrase Radio Crystal Blue on either website. DJ Flower Dove and myself go through the EPKs, and we'll pick out the ones that we think sound best, representing the best that indie and established music and musicians have to offer. With all that said, we get to our final album, and it comes to us from Mr. Ben Bedford, an award-winning songwriter I'm very happy to feature, as it comes upon the heels of, a big year. In the past 12 years since the release of his first album, he's played across the country in the best folk venues. He has been known for his body of work in both folk and roots music, taking him overseas on several occasions for concert dates in the United Kingdom. It was in May of last year he was named one of the 6 Grassy Hill Kerrville New Folk winners at the Kerrville Folk Festival in Texas. I came aboard in 2012 when he released his third album called What We Lost, and since then we've also heard The Pilot and The Flying Machine, now to the present day with a new album titled The Hermit's Spyglass. He is spending this year and the year 2020 touring in support of this album. And I would be remiss if I didn't give you the story that serves as the concept for this album. This is titled An Illinois Prairie Story. Out on the rise, west of the town, where the tall needle grass burns to the ground, we sit inside together apart, and a window of light shines in the dark. Little falcon flies so fast, buffalo of summers past know to bow their russet stems. Little falcons on the wind, whether rain or in the sun, seems to know when day is done. Flung beyond the purple trees, little falcon falls asleep. Little falcon way up high, how I wish that I could fly. Then I wouldn't have to know the unkindness here below. Flash of gold, flash of green, fast as anything you've seen. Never asking how or why as she's falling from the sky. Little falcon way up high, how I wish that I could fly. Then I wouldn't have to know the unkindness here below. Little falcon flies so fast, buffalo of summers pass, notes and bow their busted heads. Little falcon is on the wind. Ragged and bare crying, I know that they are there crying. A trick of the moon's to steal of the sun and cast a blue where the dog singers run and play. It's a dark prairie hymn they're crying, with a serrated grin crying. There's a spell in their blood. A sorcerer's grasp to lope through the mud and tall needle grass that sways. Ragged and bare, crying. It cuts through the air, crying. The shadowy choir of toppled down gods, forged from the iron of stars into dogs who play. Frost on the tree, sparrows and sun. The branches of thorn greet day is begun. The kitchen alight, the coffee is on. Fill up my mind, thorn tree of song. The sunlight wears the garlands of the prairie wind, and I can see as far as I can see. Down below the flags and stars and marches end, I lie upon the earth and wait for thee. Bubblings of middle arc and melting moon, the chlorophyll is the emerald of dreams. Yesterday is mist, and all but gone too soon, and I lie upon the earth and wait for thee. So come alight and be content to rest your head. Bend the branch to golden filigree. Sing the hours back until they're desperate. I lie upon the earth and wait for thee. Come alight and be content to fold your wings. Bend the branch to golden filigree. Sing the future down upon his ancient knees. I lie upon the earth and wait for thee. Darwin the cat, he talks to the birds. Maybe he knows some of their words. Whether or not he talks on and on and swishes his tail until morning is gone. And now for the music. Track number 3 from this album, The Hermit's Spyglass. This is called Larkspur Awakes. Ben Bedford from the new album, The Hermit's Spyglass. Ben, of course, running and performing this entire effort. BenBedford.com is the website. And let's see, no Twitter, as far as I can see here. That will put the cap on the bottle for this edition of Radio Crystal Blue Novus Ordo, the first one for 2019. The show, besides how you're hearing it right now, available, as mentioned, on a number of platforms that include Podomatic, Mixcloud, Stitcher, Anchor, Apple, iTunes, Overcast, Pocket Casts, CastBox, Breaker, Spotify, Radio Public, Google Podcasts, and the Internet Archive. You can also ask Siri to play Radio Crystal Blue. Thanks to DJ Flower Dove for assistance with production of this program. Next edition of RCB Novus Ordo to be published around the middle of January. In the meantime, you can hear the newest edition of Radio Crystal Blue, the main program, and also Radio Crystal Blue Reminisces, as we cover a period from 2003 to maybe 2014, I would say. Or really 2013, as I give you music from the older days of the main show's history. Email is Dan at RadioCrystalBlue.net and Twitter at RadioCBLUE. And my gracious thanks to you for listening. I will see you next time. Take care. Namaste. Thank you.